by the international community, government, and individual donors. They're not stepping up to help Pakistan like they've stepped up with other disasters. We've spoke to some analysts and aid workers, and they cite several possible reasons. One thing they cite is the relatively low death toll. You've had about 1,500 people killed, and that could create the impression among people that maybe these floods aren't such a big deal. In contrast, you had the Haiti earthquake this year in January, more than 200,000 people killed there, and they collected a record $13 billion in donations. Another term you hear often among the development community is donor fatigue. It seems for the past several years, Pakistan has been on a seemingly endless campaign to raise money for their hurting economy, for the fight against the Taliban. They had an earthquake here in 2005, the refugee crisis last year, and perhaps donors are tired of giving, although the aid community says that is absolutely not a good excuse.
This jury just showed you that notwithstanding the fact that the government threw everything but the kitchen sink at me, that on every count except for one, and every charge except for one, they could not prove that I did anything wrong, that I did break, any laws.
I believe that they proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt. But to others, they didn't. And it's the same evidence, so it's just a matter of opinion.
Everybody seems to ask, is it the iPod? It's from our study in specific, it's actually, we cannot say what the cause is of this increase from our data. Of course, the world around us is getting louder. You can stand a busy intersection in New York, for example, and get sound levels that are dangerously high if you are exposed to it for a prolonged period of time. You can also get it from driving in a convertible on the highway. And so, of course, teenagers are using headphones and are using portable music devices now that they have not been using previously. And so that's certainly one possibility.